In this bulletin, the federal government limits non-essential public gatherings to combat coronavirus. A six-month moratorium on evictions will protect renters in financial distress. And in sport, Rugby Australia is set to discuss financial losses for players at its annual general meeting. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government has banned outdoor gatherings of more than two people to curb the spread of coronavirus. Members of the same household are excluded from the ban, with states and territories given the option to make it legally enforceable. Some public areas will also be shut, including playgrounds, outdoor gyms and skate parks, while boot camps will be restricted to two people. Prime Minister Scott Morrison also strongly advised people over the age of 70, people over the age of 60 with chronic illness, and Indigenous people over 50 to stay at home.
This does not mean that they cannot go outside. They can go outside and be accompanied by a support person for the purposes of getting some fresh air, some recreation, but they should limit contact with others as much as possible.
Businesses have been asked to refrain from cutting jobs or closing down before the federal government announces its third stimulus package in the coming days. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has promised it will be the biggest one yet after the government passed two packages worth more than $80 billion. The package is expected to contain a $1,500 JobKeeper allowance for employees of businesses going into hibernation, rental assistance for businesses and individuals, and the easing of welfare restrictions are also expected after rejecting the idea of a United Kingdom-style 80% wage subsidy. The United Kingdom says it's working on its own version. Labor's Tony Burke says a wage subsidy is needed urgently.
We've seen a whole lot of people transfer from work to the welfare system. The best approach is if we can have a wage subsidy so they can keep their connection to work. So on the other side of this, we've got an economy that is ready to go again.
A WhatsApp messaging service and a coronavirus app have been launched to help Australians keep up to date with coronavirus information. People can register for the WhatsApp service online by typing ausgov.au/WhatsApp. The federal government has announced a six-month moratorium on evictions as some fear they won't be able to pay rent during the coronavirus crisis. Individuals and businesses will be protected even if they cannot meet rental commitments due to financial distress. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says individual agreements will need to be worked out by the parties involved. Mr. Morrison says he wants to see landlords, tenants and banks cooperating.
This is part of the hibernation approach, where we want people bespoke, customised to their own circumstances, to sit down and work these things out. There's no rule book for this. We are in uncharted territory, but the goal should be shared.
Spanish authorities said on Sunday the death toll from COVID-19 rose by a record 838 cases overnight, bringing the total number of deaths to more than 6,520. There are now almost 79,000 confirmed cases in Spain, prompting the government to order non-essential workers to stay home for 2 weeks from Monday. Schools, bars, restaurants and shops selling non-essential items have been shut since March the 14th, and most of the population is housebound as the country tries to curb the virus. And the Indonesian government is set to quarantine up to 30 million people in its capital, Jakarta, to minimise the spread of coronavirus. COVID-19 has killed over 100 people in the country and more than 1,200 cases have been recorded. The state of emergency, which started on March the 20th, has now been pushed to April the 19th. The Doctors' Association has warned the outbreak is far worse than it seems as the country braces for a possible lockdown. And votes are continuing to be counted to determine who will lead Queensland's councils and take a seat in a state parliament. The state's Electoral Commission says the official count process may take close to 2 weeks, with around 57,000 people voting by mail because of COVID-19. In sport, Rugby Australia plans to discuss player wage levels at its annual general meeting today. The financial discussions follow the Super Rugby tournament suspension and postponement of the planned domestic competition. Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of today. In Perth, it'll be sunny and 25 degrees. Cloudy in Adelaide, 21. Becoming dry in Melbourne, also 21. In Hobart, partly cloudy and 19. Showers with a possible storm, 23 degrees for Canberra. In Wollongong, much the same, 25. In Sydney, a possible storm with showers, 26. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 24. Partly cloudy, a top of 29 in Brisbane. In Cairns, a shower or 2, 31, and sunny for you in Darwin, a top of 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest SBS News.